This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Bombardment of the Gaza Strip raged into its 19th day on Wednesday after Hamas militants launched a surprise attack on Israel, killing at least 1,400 people, mostly civilians. Since that October 7th attack, Gaza's Hamas-run health ministry says more than 6,500 Palestinians have been killed by Israel's relentless retaliatory bombardments, mostly civilians and many of them children. Here are the key developments from the past 24 hours. The UN is warning of aid collapse. Israel strikes Syria. Hezbollah meets Hamas and Islamic Jihad leaders. And the war is hitting regional economies. At the United Nations, controversy over comments by Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
The Palestinian people have been subjected to 56 years of suffocating occupation. They have seen their land steadily devoured by settlements and plagued by violence, their economy stifled, their people displaced, and their homes demolished.
According to a report in the Times of Israel, the Israeli ambassador to the UN is demanding that Guterres resign. Hurricane Otis has slammed into Mexico's southern Pacific coast as a catastrophic Category 5 hurricane, bringing 265 kilometers per hour winds and heavy rain to Acapulco and nearby towns. Residents in India's financial capital of Mumbai struggled to breathe on Wednesday as the air quality index in the city measured 301, which is considered very poor, and prolonged exposure can lead to respiratory problems.
Yes, I do fast walking and slow jogging.
Dust-suppressing machines working. This is VOA News. Cyclone Haman moved into southeastern Bangladesh early Wednesday, bringing with it heavy rains and wind that battered hundreds of houses and left at least three dead. Thousands of trees were uprooted, while houses built with corrugated sheets were destroyed. Japan's Supreme Court has ruled that a law requiring transgender people to have their reproductive organs removed in order to officially change their gender is unconstitutional. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The decision Wednesday by the top court's 15-judge grand bench was its first on the constitutionality of Japan's 2003 law requiring the removal of reproductive organs for state-recognized gender change, a practice long criticized by international rights and medical groups. The case was filed by a plaintiff whose request for a gender change in her family registry to female from her biologically assigned male was turned down by lower courts. The decision comes at a time of heightened awareness of issues surrounding LGBTQ plus people in Japan and is a victory for that community. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Nigeria's Supreme Court will rule on Thursday whether to uphold President Bola Tinubu's disputed election victory. This according to a court notice. Two of his main contenders challenged the decision of a lower court upholding the election last month. Republicans in the United States House of Representatives have chosen Representative Mike Johnson as their latest nominee for House Speaker. Let's get more on that now from Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas.
I'm honored to have the support of my colleagues.
Johnson of Louisiana is a member of the House GOP leadership team, but lower ranking. A lawyer specializing in constitutional issues, he'd rallied Republicans around former President Trump's legal effort to overturn the 2020 election results. Johnson's the fourth nominee for Speaker and second of the day Tuesday.
Democracy is messy sometimes, but it is our system. This conference that you see, this House Republican majority, is united.
But the cycle of Republican infighting has frustrated many.
We're going to restore your trust in what we do here. You're going to see a new form of government, and we are going to move this quickly. This group here is ready to govern.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
China elevated diplomatic relations with Colombia to strategic partnership on Wednesday, deepening a push with one of the oldest U.S. allies to expand its influence and strengthen its foothold in Latin America. I'm Scott Walterman.